heart. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. May he be glorified in our lives. Praise God. That others can see the glory of his light. May he be glorified in this service. Let this service point to him, this one and any other one. And it's the reason that we send missionaries and that missionaries respond. And that is so that God is glorified in this world and can show his glory around this world and in particular to people's lives. And it is a real privilege tonight to have Brother Nate Turner with us here at APC. Brother Turner, we welcome you. He's in the country of Estonia, and he spied it on the map over here all the way, as soon as he walked in the door, all the way from the back. So I'd say that's a missionary heart right there. That's why I'm taking a picture of it a while ago. Sister Turner is not able to be here. Their two boys, they're finishing up school over in Estonia. Just about finished in just a few days. They're done, and they're coming home after several months of separation and able to reunite here, finish up their deputational travels. Brother Turner was, and maybe still is at heart, a missionary kid. I remember his father, who served in Russia and other places, I'm sure, Korea also, and two very welcoming places, I would say, Russia and Korea. They did a wonderful job there as a missionary family, and of course that missionary calling and mantle came to Brother Nate, and so they have served on AIM, and now he and his wife, who is originally from Norway, have been serving in Estonia, and that's where they head back in the capital city. And then they're also trying to plant a church in one of the cities on one of the borders there. And so I know they need the prayers of God's people, and they're depending upon the Spirit of God and, of course, our giving toward them, and we'll do that a little bit later. But we're going to hear the heart burden of the man of God tonight, as well as a message from God and then other things that he may want to give to us tonight. But Brother Turner, I appreciate your spirit, sir, and I believe that he has a word for us tonight. We welcome you, Brother Turner, to Apostolic Pentecostal Church. Thank you for coming to be with us.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Aren't you glad you're part of God's family tonight? Amen. I'm just glad I'm part of God's great big family, because it stretches all the way around the world. And I want to tell you tonight that it doesn't matter where you grew up or what language you spoke as a child. When you come into God's kingdom, there's only one family. We have one Father, and we are united in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so you have brothers and sisters in Estonia. Aren't you thankful for that? The Bible says that the gospel shall be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. Amen. And I want to tell you a little bit about our family and our work in Estonia, and then I want to go to the word of the Lord. But I was born in Oregon, and my parents were home missionaries before that, and we went to South Korea, lived there, and went to Moscow, Russia after that. My wife is from Norway. Our boys are Norwegian and American citizens, and we're missionaries to Estonia. So I'm all mixed up. But I'm just glad I'm part of God's great big family. Amen. Hallelujah. And in Estonia, we have the Russians that are left over from the days of the Soviet Union. But the majority of the population is Estonian, and they speak a completely different language. They look at the world differently, and there's sometimes a little bit of tension between the two groups. And how many of you know that it doesn't really matter where your background is from, but when you come into the kingdom of God, all the walls of society melt away in the presence of the Lord. And we are indeed one in Jesus Christ. Amen. And so in Estonia, we sing a song that maybe you know in English. It says, "Worthy, you are worthy." And if you'll help me on the screen, I want to see, is there anybody that would be willing to learn a little bit of Estonian tonight? Can I see your hands if you're willing to help me a little bit? All right. Estonian's pretty easy, because whatever you see, let's go to the first slide. And whatever you see here is pretty much what you get. The J is pronounced as a Y, but everything else, you can just read it off the screen. You don't know what you're saying, but you're reading Estonian. And so it says Jesus, Oled Jesus. So let's try that together. That sounds good. It says Jesus, you are Jesus. And then the next line says Kuningate Kuningas. Good. It means King of Kings. And then again, Oled Jesus. Y'all are doing great. And then it repeats the lines. The last line says, Ma Kidansind. Means, I worship you. Amen. So you just worship the Lord in another language. And it wasn't tongues, though. but we're going to try to sing this together in Estonian. And try to join along with me. And pretty soon we will be singing in a heavenly language together, okay? And it goes like this in Estonian. Jesus, oled Jesus, kuningate kuningas, oled Jesus. Jesus, oled Jesus. Kuningate kuningas makidansin. Amen. Give yourselves a hand. I heard a little bit of Estonian in here tonight. Amen. Having a little Estonian church. Now I want to have you help me in Russian, and let's sing together in Russian. If you'll put the next one on the screen for me, let's sing. Are you ready? I'm just teasing. With Russian, it's not what you see is what you get. So I'm going to break down the first word for you. How about that? The first letter is the D sound. The O is a regular O. The C is pronounced as an S. The T is a regular T and the O again. And then we get into trouble because this backwards capital N looking thing is an E. And what looks like a capital H is an N. So you got it? No. The word is dostoin, which means worthy. And then it says, ti dostoin, you are worthy. And then how many remember from school they had a king in Russia? They called him a czar. Anybody remember hearing about the czar in history? So in Russian, we don't say you're the king of kings. We say you're the czar of czars. Now, has anybody ever worshiped God like that? Lord, you're the czar of czars. Anybody at all? So this is a new way to worship God. Amen. And it says, tsar tsare. Literally, czar of czars. And then, bog bagov, God of gods. Ti dostoin, you are worthy. The last line says, slavim tibia, we worship you. So you can try it with me, but you don't have to. And it sounds like this in Russian. Dostoin, ti dostoin, tsar tsare, bog bagov. Ti dostoin, dostoin, ti dostoin, tsar tsare, bog bagov, slavim tibia. Now stand with me and let's sing it in a little more familiar language in English. Worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Sing it again as a prayer to the Lord. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. King of kings, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. King of Kings, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, I worship you. Would you do that tonight, Lord? We worship you and we bless your great name. Hallelujah. You are worthy in every language, every kindred, tribe, and tongue. You are worthy to be praised tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be your great name, O God, King of all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Turn to someone before you're seated. Tell them God is worthy to be praised. Would you do that? Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. And I want to take you with me now to Estonia for about a 6-minute presentation. And as you watch the faces of people on the screen, these are going to be people that we love and work with in Estonia. But I want to ask you to do this with me, and I'll just say it right now. I'm not the only missionary in the room. How many is a believer tonight? Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the next breath, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Are you a believer tonight? So God has put you in a harvest field, and he's called you and he's equipped you for your harvest. So I want to ask you, while you're watching the faces of Estonians on the screen, to get in your mind's eye the face of someone in your neighborhood and your workplace, your school, your community, somebody that needs to know the love of Jesus Christ like we've been blessed to know his love tonight. Can you say amen? God bless you. Let's go to Estonia together.
Hallelujah. So he said in the psalm, I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
Ja siis psalmista ütles nii, ma tõstan oma silmad mägede poole.
This is where all of the people of the land would put their idols at the top of every hill.
Sel ajal siis paid inimesed igasuguseid iidoleid mäedele.
So David is saying, some people look to the hills for their help.
David ütleb, mõned inimesed otsivad abi mäge.
But where does our help come from?
Tuleb meie abi.
It doesn't come from what other people put their hope in. It doesn't come from where the world puts its trust in. But it comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Jesus rose and he poured out his spirit. And so we don't have to doubt and we don't have to fear. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise
So thankful for what God is doing in Estonia. And it's churches like this one that have a vision for missions around the world that's making a difference in places like Estonia. And so I say thank you to you and to your pastors, and I appreciate what they stand for. And I want to ask you to pray with me for Estonia. You saw on the slides, it's a very non-religious country, and there's a great work to be done. It's like we're trying to reach two different people groups in one nation, and we've got our work cut out for us. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Can you say amen? And I brought with me a symbol of the nation of Estonia, and I'm going to raise it up tonight. And I want to ask you to stretch out your hand toward this flag, and we're going to pray in Jesus' name that God would do what only God can do. Would you pray with me for Estonia? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we hold up the nation of Estonia before you tonight, Lord, asking that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, asking, oh God, that you would do miracles and signs and wonders, and that you would confirm your word, oh God. Bless the people of Estonia, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your blessing flow in that nation. In all 15 of those counties, I pray, oh God, that you would raise up churches and let your name be glorified. Let your word go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if you believe God's going to do it, would you clap your hands to God and shout to God with a voice of triumph? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for victory. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Now I want to ask you to put your hand on your own heart and pray that God would use you in your own harvest field, wherever you drove from to be here tonight. Let's pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we come before you asking that you would use us in your harvest, that you would give us a fresh vision and burden for the people around us that you put us into contact with. Oh God, use us for your glory. Haralaya Mahoshoya. Let revival build in this community in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believe you for great things in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We believe you, oh God, for miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Now one more time, if you believe the Lord's going to do it, would you clap your hands to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God Almighty. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revival in Estonia. Revival in St. Louis. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to someone and tell them, God bless Estonia. Would you do that? And God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to be behind the Iron Curtain. The Iron Curtain fell in 1991. How many remember the day that the Berlin Wall fell? And Estonia was one of the first countries to declare its independence. And they're so happy with their independence, they celebrate it twice in the year. And so we're going into a country that has been in darkness in a literal sense. And God has still reached people during those dark times. And there's some amazing stories. But I want to go to the Word of the Lord and tell a few of those stories that have been happening lately. And before I go to my scripture, I just want to say back when I first went to Estonia, it was 2003. And so we just celebrated our 15-year anniversary when the Schutzes, Mark and Robin Schutz, planted the church in Tallinn, the capital city. And we had a tremendous time. We had record attendance for a local church event. And God is just doing great things. But 15 years ago, it started in a different way. And my cousin John Turner was with me, and we were on AIM, and we were associates in missions and helping Mark and Robin Schutz that were planning the church. And we were there for about 6 months, and the Schutzes went to the States traveling like I'm doing tonight. And it was an incredible time, and we had some home groups that my cousin and I were teaching and leading worship in, and people were coming to those home groups that weren't yet coming to the church, and we're seeing fruits of those home groups last year and this year, all these years later. Amen. And we had a great time, but, you know, life just moves on, and he went his way, and I went mine, and we both got married and started raising families, and he and his wife settled in Atlanta, Georgia, and they started a hearing aid business. And I wonder how many tonight know someone in your family maybe that uses a hearing aid. I have people in my family that use hearing aids, and it's an amazing thing, isn't it, that in our lifetime you can have a sense that you've lost restored. It's not just hearing aids. I drove here in glasses, and many of you are wearing glasses or contact lenses. And I don't know about you, but I think it was a good thing that I was wearing my glasses, and everybody around me ought to be thankful I was wearing them. Amen. And it's an amazing thing to have your sight restored or your hearing restored. And it goes beyond that because they have what they call a cochlear implant. And many of you know what I'm talking about. And I just want to show a little video clip of an 8-month-old baby boy who was born deaf, but with the miracle of a cochlear implant. And by the way, the Lord gives the wisdom to people to create things that are amazing. Amen. Because God is amazing. And I want you to see what it looks like when he hears his mother's voice for the very first time.
Here we go. It's coming back on. And he's back on again. See how he turned?
Hi, Jonathan.
Stop the sucking.
Yeah. Hi. Good. Could you really hear good. That? Hi, good. Sweetie. Could you hear that? Hi. Hi.
You got that, Dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jonathan.
I love that. I'm a dad, and I love that. Hi. Amen. Thank you. But this next little video clip shows a lady who's 29 years old. And so she's not just an 8-month-old baby, and she's had 29 years to understand what it is that she's been without and what it is she's about to get. And her reaction is completely different. Let's take a look.
It's like so close.
Right beeping. So now technically your device is on.
Can you tell?
Here, you can put it down for a second. Just get used to the sound. What does it sound like?
Thank you. I want to talk to you tonight about hearing for the very first time. Would you lift your hands with me? Let's ask God to speak to us tonight. Lord Jesus, we come one more time into your presence. And Lord, your word is so rich, and every time you speak to us, it's such a privilege. And I pray that you would talk to our hearts again tonight, and that you would bless your people. And we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. And would you say amen? Amen. God is good. And I'm so thankful that in Estonia, there are people that are hearing for the first time. It was about a year after we first arrived in Estonia, and we had a big family day event. We rented a lot of moon bounces you saw on the screen, and hundreds of people came through, families and kids, and we were handing out invitations to a kid's service and to sort of a revival service as we were relaunching the church in Tallinn. And we had an evangelist there, and a lady came for the first time and sat right on the front row with her son just because she'd had such a nice time and her son had really enjoyed himself the day before. And so the evangelist was preaching about faith, and he got to the end of his message and he said, "How many here have pain in your body?" And she lifted her hand. So he walked over to her, and she spoke Russian, but with a little bit of interpreting, he asked her, "What is it?" And she said, "I have a really bad headache." And he said, "Do you believe that Jesus could heal you right now?" And she looked at him and said, and he wasn't expecting that, so he tried again. He said, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And she said, so he told us later, he was praying. He said, "Lord, you got to help me right now." But he asked her another question. He said, "What would you do if Jesus healed you right now?" And she said, "Vieru you. I would believe." So he said, "I want to introduce you to this Jesus that we've been speaking about today." And so we all prayed together, and he laid hands on her, and we prayed in Jesus' name. And in just a moment, he stepped back and asked her, "How do you feel?" And she said with shock, "It's gone." And for the first time in her life, it was like God opened up the curtains and revealed himself to her. And God is real. And you don't have to doubt. You don't have to be afraid that he's not going to perform what he said he's going to do. He will back up his word. He will confirm his word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. It was about that same time we had a young lady that was attending our services, and she had a stepfather who was in the hospital, and he was dying of heart failure. They were waiting for a heart transplant. And as you know, that's kind of a miracle in and of itself, to find the right donor in the right time frame and all of these details. And so they asked if we'd come and pray for him. And we came into the intensive care unit. We had to put on scrubs, and we stood by his hospital bed. And he looked like a man who was on his way out. He looked terrible. And I remember I looked down at him and I said, he was kind of a Christian. I don't really think he was going to church much, but he believed in God. And I asked him, "Do you want us to pray that God would heal the heart that you have, or that he would give you a new heart?" And I'll never forget, he looked up at me and he said these words of faith: "I want a new heart, but I don't want a different one." Hallelujah. So we prayed together in Jesus' name, and we felt the presence of God just flood into that hospital room and the peace of God. And we really felt like God had done something. And so we said our goodbyes, went home, and several days passed and we didn't hear anything. So finally we asked the young lady, "Hey, whatever happened to your stepfather?" And she kind of apologized. She said, "I forgot to tell you, they did some tests and they couldn't explain it, but they said your heart looks like a younger heart. And you can just go home and live your life. God had healed him." Hallelujah. It's real. Amen. And there are people that are waiting to hear about it for the very first time. And there are people in your neighborhood and in my neighborhood back in Estonia that want to hear the gospel. They've never had the chance. And I want to tell them in Jesus' name. In Romans chapter number 10 and beginning at verse number 14, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Would you say believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Would you say heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Would you say preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And one more time, would you say sent? And then in verse number 17, it says something like, so then faith comes by what you see and seen by the circumstances you find yourself in, right? No, not at all. It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And so when God gives you a word, even if it's just one fresh word for your life, you can do like Peter did and step out of a boat and you can walk on water. You can do the impossible and you can see God do miracles in your life with just one little word from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many have come through a storm or two in your life and you were able to look back and say, look what the Lord has done? Because he didn't take you around the storm. He took you through the storm, but he didn't leave you. He didn't forsake you. And you can trust him. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He never fails. And you can put your hope in God. And some people have never heard that before. They've never understood it or experienced it for themselves. But when you have an experience with God, see, in the Bible, there are two words that you need. You need the word of God. It's the basis for everything else. But in the book of Revelation, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And if you have a story about what God has done individually for you personally, no one can take that away from you. Because you were there. You saw it. You experienced it. And it's your story. Amen. And so if you share that story with someone, it's powerful. It makes a difference in somebody's life. It's like adding faith to someone's life that didn't even know that God existed. Because now they've heard from someone who's experienced it. Amen. And I want to let somebody know my story. In fact, this scripture that I referred to a little while ago, where Jesus said, go into all the world and preach. It's the same root that we see here in this scripture in Romans, the preacher. It just means basically to open your mouth and speak, to say, to proclaim. It's this guy that would ride into the town and he would open his scroll and he would just say what the king had already said. And that's what we do when we talk from the word of God. Then we are just simply saying what the king has already spoken. Can you say amen? And when we say what God has said, there's power in the word of God. There's not power in my word. There's not power in your word. But there's power in God's word. And there's power in your testimony. Amen. And so there are people that are waiting. When we got to Estonia, we moved into a neighborhood. And we had some wonderful neighbors. And some of them we had met before we moved to Estonia as a family. And others we got to know. We invited them all to our house. We were the outsiders, but we invited them to a Christmas party. And many of them were meeting each other for the first time. And we had a great time. And our next door neighbor, he and I had been doing a little bit of work not long after we arrived, just outside. And he knew why I was there. And he, in the conversation, just kind of said to me, well, I'm an atheist. And I think that religion is just kind of a political expression. And that was his point of view. And he said a few other things, and I started to respond, and he said, let's talk about that sometime. Not now. So we just became friends, and he came with his family to our Christmas party. And we had a house full of people, and we were kind of in shock, and fortunately we had some young people from the church and from the States that were helping us, and we had a great time. And our neighbors must have had a good time because the next year they came back. And we had three streets of people in our house. And it was chaotic, but it was a lot of fun. And here he came again. And after a little while, we moved to a completely different part of the city. And we thought, let's go ahead and invite our old neighbors. And he came with his whole family all the way to our new house. So by this time, we decided we're going to do a Christmas concert at the church. And this was really jumping into the deep end because you know, you want to have things kind of together before you do that, but we just did it. And so we invited everyone we could think of, printed some invitations, and he came walking into the place where we were having the service. And he sat down, and it was his first time in an apostolic church. He had only been in a mass that was involved in the dissolving of the Soviet Union. It wasn't really church. And so he's sitting there, and when I'm preaching a little bit, he's got his eyes closed, and he's kind of like this. And I didn't know if he was sleeping or maybe this was too intense his first time, but we had some cake and coffee afterwards, and cake and coffee just have a way of covering a whole multitude of whatever. So we had a good time and fellowshipped, and then we decided we're going to have an Easter concert. Nobody does an Easter concert, but we did an Easter concert. And we invited people, printed invitations. Maybe we put it in the newspaper this time. And he came again. So this time I'm preaching the whole message. What is this Easter celebration about? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I'm preaching Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He's hearing it for the very first time. It was 6 years after I first met him before we started a home Bible study together. And he came and another couple that was from the boys' school, and they were just taking notes, and he was asking these tough questions and asking for dates and all this stuff, and he was hearing it for the first time. And there are people in your neighborhood that are waiting to hear it for the first time. Maybe you think that they know, but they don't really know. And maybe they think that they know, but they've never come to know Jesus Christ himself. And the truth will set you free. Can somebody say amen from experience tonight? Hallelujah. And so people are waiting for our testimony. Hallelujah. I want to tell just one more example. In Estonia, we had a home group meeting. In fact, it was supposed to be the first time I preached in the Estonian language. And the place where we were renting a hall from, I think it was the night before, they said, oh, I'm sorry, there's a bigger group and you can't have that room. And we said, what in the world? So we just had everyone over to our house. We were on the phone and sending text messages, and it was crazy. But everyone came, and there were several that came for the first time. And there was one lady in particular that I don't even think she had gone to anyone's church very long. And she came to our service for the first time. And by the end of that service, in our living room, she was standing there speaking in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave her the utterance. And you saw it on the screen a moment ago. And God wants to reveal himself. Don't you believe that? God loves people. And I'm a missionary to Estonia, but I'm on a mission tonight to encourage somebody. God wants to bless through your life. Can you say amen? I believe he's blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God brings joy when it's restored to a people. You see it in the book of Nehemiah. The people heard Ezra reading the law of God for hours. They stood in the open square after they had built the wall, and they began to weep because they realized they weren't doing everything they were supposed to be doing. They'd just been in Babylon because of that. And Ezra and Nehemiah said, don't weep because today is holy. And instead, rejoice and celebrate, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Can somebody say amen to that? And so that's exactly what they did. They went their way and they rejoiced, the Bible said, greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. And in Estonia, there are people that have never heard the word of God in their life. In fact, in their whole family tree, all the way back to the trunk of the tree, for 1,000 years, no one has properly heard the message of the gospel. And there's a cause. I feel like David tonight. Is there not a cause? There's a cause in your community, and there's a cause in Estonia, and people need to hear the word of God. Would you lift your hands with me just for a moment? And would you just pray for that face in your mind's eye a few minutes ago? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Imagine with me the joy that's going to come onto that face as they hear the gospel for the first time. Imagine the tears that are going to come down those cheeks as they realize and they feel that joy and that love of God when they didn't even know that it could be theirs. In Acts chapter 8 and verse number 8, it says that in Samaria where Peter preached Jesus and the people believed, it says even before they were filled with the Holy Ghost, it says there was great joy in the city. Amen. And there's great joy when people just simply hear the word of God. And we understand that Jesus said some people will receive the word with joy, but then pretty soon they're just going to wither because they never had any roots. And I want to encourage you tonight to sink your roots deep into the word of God. Hallelujah. There's a Sunday school song that used to say, read your Bible and pray every day and you will grow. Amen. And I want to grow in Jesus Christ. Does anyone feel that way tonight? Hallelujah. Because when you grow in Christ, then you naturally produce fruit. And what's in the middle of the fruit? It's the seed. And if you will produce the fruit of the Spirit, God will use your life to spread the gospel. Hallelujah. And somebody else can hear it for the first time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, it said about a fruitful field being esteemed as a forest. And in that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the blind eyes will open. And that's what happened when Jesus came. And Jesus is still coming to communities today. And he's coming through his people. He's coming through his hands and feet, the body of Christ. I'm so thankful I'm part of the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He didn't have to find me. And he didn't leave me where he found me either. How many can say that tonight? Aren't you glad he didn't leave you where he found you? But he lifted us up and turned us around and gave us a testimony. And we can share that message to a lost world around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John chapter 9 and verse 1, it talks about Jesus passing by. And there was a man who was born blind. And his disciples had this conversation with him. And they said, was it this man who sinned or his parents? And Jesus said, it was neither. He said, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And in verse 4, it says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Praise God. Verse number 6, if you stand with me tonight. When he said these things, he made clay and he anointed the eyes of the blind man. Verse 7, he said to him, go. Would you say go? And wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. Would you say sent? And so he went and he washed and he came back seeing. And I want to say from experience, if you will simply step out on that word that God gives you for your life, for your situation, for that person in your community, if you'll just go, you'll come back seeing things you never saw before. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was a lady, it's my last story, I'm just briefly, she was in a hallway in a hotel conference center. We'd been done. We were leaving. She started crying. She said, I came for healing, but I couldn't get here in time. We said, we'll pray for you right here. The power of God touched her. She began to shake and tears were flowing down her face. We said, you could receive the Holy Ghost right here. And with just a little bit of coaching, I put my hand on her forehead. She began speaking in other tongues in 1 second for the first time of 88 years of life. Hallelujah. It's real. And it doesn't matter how long it is. It's real. And you can experience it. And I said, God wants to confirm his word. And if you're baptized in water in Jesus' name, I believe he's going to heal you as a sign to you. And so she agreed and we baptized her. This grandma came out of the water and she said, I feel born again. Hallelujah. The next Sunday, she brought two friends with her, two grandmas. And they sat over here and she sort of interrupted the service and said, ever since I was baptized, I haven't had any pain in my knee or in my back. God has healed me. And that's what God wants to do again for somebody in our world, in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you just thank the Lord tonight Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're speaking. Hallelujah. God wants to do it again. Hallelujah. I wonder if you'd come. I know it's a little bit late, but if you'd come, if there's something that's drawing you to a new place in Jesus, if God is calling you to reach out, if there's a new season that's beginning in your spiritual growth, if God is calling you to come a little closer, if God is sending you to talk to somebody, would you come? Or would you put your hand on somebody's shoulder if it's appropriate? Would you pray for somebody around you? Or pray for that person in your community? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we ask that you would touch us. Have your way, oh God.